Is it fair to say that Fremantle need to come back with the last couple of games, they were probably not as sharp as what we've been used to seeing. Do you see the Breakers a good chance to get back that early energy and an attitude that they had and the sharp edge that they had?
I thought our energy was fantastic on the Gold Coast. We dominated the game. We had 53 entries to 23. We had triple the amount of, or double, more than double the amount of scoring shots. So, two things. We didn't convert. It was really difficult conditions, and our connection to our forwards wasn't at the level. So, if you want to talk about clearance work and defence and getting it inside 50, we were really on top of our game, really high energy. But we didn't convert very well, and we missed some opportunity. So it had nothing to do with run or energy or skill. So I think everyone's entitled to their view, but that's my view on it. Certainly against Richmond, they played quite well. We made some errors that we wouldn't like to make consistently, but I thought we turned that around. And I thought the Adelaide game, like at the end of the day, we had 20 entries in the last quarter. I think you're pretty energetic. So we're putting a lot of work into our front half, just their blocking and their leading. It's been the area's been down. They've been getting opportunities, but the connect between the midfielders and the forwards hasn't been at a high level that we demand and we require. So that's been the focus.
How did you feel the changing side up, i.e. bringing in a couple of faces for Gold Coast went
Yeah, I can't remember who I brought in.
Hannah.
Yeah, Jack was okay, wasn't he? I think they were okay. Again, the overall performance, but we, as much as we are consistent, like you got 15, 16 pretty much fundamental automatics, and then around that, there's a few guys, form waning and injury and, so obviously we'd like to bring Chris back in, but we need to get through today's session. But the fundamental thing that we did like is that a couple of players got exposed to senior footy that hadn't in that year, which was Jack and Tendai. So, and then also Crozier's played the last two fully. So that's been three that we've exposed, and Sheridan's played, consistently as a starting player. So there's four players, and Alex Pearce come back in as well. So, yeah, there was a bit around that,
How did Zach Clark and Paul Duffield respond to being on here?
Well, all I know is Peel had a really good win, and I thought they were significant contributors. So, I think it's a good question. It's a hard thing to go back, and really, at the end of the day, you've been demoted, haven't you? So, their attitude was first class, and, I think from memory, East Perth is West Coast aligned team. So, it's always good to go and play well, which they did. They had a good win.
You mentioned before the break, you just touched on it there, the transition D50 to inside 50 was something you wanted to work on over the last 3 weeks. It's just dropped off. Given the quality of the body of work that you put together over the first 8 rounds, is it just a case of refreshing the things that you worked on hard over the pre-season, or can you write it off to the guys getting tired towards the break?
Well, just to get specific, our transition, our entry percentages off all possession gains all over the ground have been rock solid, if you want to go technical. It's the connection, the last kick and the finish. So our forwards are winning their one-on-ones, our forwards converting, our forwards crumbing, and our mids delivering the ball well. It's actually not the transition part. All our percentages tell us we're getting it inside 50 quite well. I think Adelaide we have 56 and we have 53, so that's pretty healthy.
Ross, are you looking in that sense, you're looking for more output from Matthew and Tabler as well?
No, everyone. So conversion. Melbourne kick 18-5, it's pretty healthy, isn't it? Conversion's a much underrated statistic. So, everyone across the board, all our forwards, our mids would like goals again. They were kicking lots of goals. That's probably dried up a little bit. It's all how interconnected, interrelated. I haven't got the answer for you, but they're the things we would like. And back to your question, we only know one model, identify it and train it. So that's our training focuses.
You mentioned Chris. Is there still any
doubt over him? We need to get through training. We need to finalise the team. But, obviously, he's really important to us.
What's wrong with him, Ross?
He was sick.
How's Zach tracking? He's been training with a guard?
Yeah, to be specific, it was a severe case of gastro.
Zach's been training with a guard, but he's still a few weeks away. How's
Who's
he
Zach?
Zach Dawson.
Yeah, he's training. Yeah, I couldn't tell you exactly. It's that knitting of the bone, and hopefully he's not too far. When they're those longer term guys, I get a bit blurred like you. I hit 4 to 6. I don't even know whether it's four or six. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It can change so quickly.
Ross, tell us why you think Collingwood have been so impressive in the last 2 months.
Oh, they've obviously... Yeah. Oh, look, they're obviously consistent with their effort. They're getting good pressure on the opposition. I think they've got a really strong blend. They've got tall forwards. You know, Cloak's a power forward. The world wanted him, didn't it? And you can see why. He's a great player, really. And Swan and Penrith have been proven over a long period of time to be two of the best mids in the competition. And they've got a lot of bounce, and two of his back for him and Brown, they're really important players. So, look, they've got high level of competency across the board. So, but most teams have. But we strike them confident, available, in form, and with a lot of belief. So it's a big challenge.
Given Grundy's out, will you obviously try and maximise that advantage in the league?
Yeah, we do. But I'm not sure he's... I think we think he's out, but we don't really. But I think Witts was pretty impressive against Mumford, so we're going to have to plan for Witts really well, and if Grundy comes in and Jesse White can go in the ruck and all those sort of things. So, yeah, we would like to, but sometimes it's easier said than done.
Grundy is officially out. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, I haven't... Yeah, so it's Witts. Witts a pretty good player. He was pretty good against Mumford. I was there. I flew in live and watched it on my break.
Did you get any days off in your break? Did you?
I don't think it's relevant, to be honest. It doesn't matter what I do.
Ross, I thought you spoke really well on the couch when you're on there. Can I just clear something up? When you asked about Ryan Crowley, I got the impression that you told Crowley to go away and just think about it, everyone absorb it, and then let you know if he was keen to push hard and try and get back in the team. Or that's what we said.
Yeah.
Yeah. So have you heard back from him yet about?
I haven't spoken to Ryan since I've been back.
So. At this stage, it's not definite that he's going to train hard to finish the year. Is that right?
No, you're completely accurate.
Yeah.
But if I haven't spoken to him, that was my intention is to speak to Ryan. But let's be really clear, Ryan's not allowed in the club.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to give him direction from training. We're not allowed to give a program. But I'm allowed to have a conversation of how are you.
Yeah.
But we are comfortable that Ryan can roll up when his band finishes and start training and make himself available. So, and Ryan really knows that. But when the band ends, hopefully Ryan will roll up fit and begin to train. I don't even know the specific dates, but I haven't spoken to him. I haven't had that conversation. But I think that's what Ryan is thinking. But it was a pretty significant event in Ryan's football life and a significant ban. So it's easy just to nod your head and say, yeah, I'll be the back coach. It doesn't work like that. You've got to gather yourself and make a commitment because it's really, it's high performance, high demand. So I'm sure he will tell us that at some point.
Ross, how interested were you in Alex Rance?
Me? Personally?
As a club?
Yeah, we had significant interest.
Just on the Gold Coast game, you mentioned making most of the opportunities in conversion. Fife went forward and kicked two quick goals, which were pretty significant. You're not concerned about any growing reliance on him as a player and as a guy that goes forward and kicks goals as well?
Well, the best teams rely on their best players. it's pretty obvious. So, but I think our trademark is we spread the load. I think that'd be accurate. And we're not basketball. It's 175 by 140 long. I don't see Nat everywhere. So we're a weight of numbers team. And we would find that offensive as much as we acknowledge Nathan's important. And we've won a number. I love that Nathan runs down and he's playing for us. So we acknowledge he's an elite player of the competition. But if we're dependent solely on Nathan, we might as well pack up and go home now.